You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, two of our WPR reporters spent time traveling with Wisconsin's U.S. Senator, Republican Ron Johnson, and his challenger, Democrat Russ Feingold. They'll share the latest in the run-up to Election Day.
First, despite several mass shootings in recent years, gun control isn't getting much debate at the local level this campaign season. Democrats often say they want stronger controls, but most Democratic contenders are saying little on the stump. An exception is in the Milwaukee suburbs, where a congressional candidate is making universal background checks a key issue. Chuck Kornbach reports.
Waukesha County is one of the most conservative areas of the state, but recently in the city of Waukesha, downtown, about 30 members of the progressive group Grassroots Waukesha held a sidewalk demonstration for gun control. Near the end, they gathered around Caree Pennybaker, who was holding a copy of his mother's death certificate from 37 years ago.
On this death certificate, you know what it doesn't say? It doesn't tell me what her favorite color is. It doesn't tell me that she loved me.
Pennybaker continued his list of dozens and then read,
"It just says, gunshot wound to the head."
Pennybaker's mother committed suicide with a firearm. He contends many suicides, homicides, and accidental shootings could be prevented if there was a national law requiring background checks for all gun sales, including sales between private sellers.
We want to be proactive in saving lives. We are doing this because we don't want other families to experience this.
Pennybaker says his Republican opponent, Representative James Sensenbrenner, has a defeatist attitude for refusing to press for universal background checks. Sensenbrenner, a 38-year incumbent, says background checks for private gun sales go too far.
And I don't think that is going to actually stop criminals from getting firearms and using them in the commission of crimes. Prosecuting those that already have violated the law by possessing a firearm is the way to go, because that way you get these people off the street.
So far, Sensenbrenner's point of view has won the day in Congress. Likewise, the Wisconsin legislature has done nothing in recent years in the way of limiting gun sales. In fact, with help from Democrats, the state now has a concealed carry law that may have led to more people with guns. Former Democratic state lawmaker Jim Holperin voted for concealed carry. Now a small business owner in Eagle River, Holperin says it's difficult for many Democrats to talk gun control during election campaigns if their constituents don't want to hear it.
I always voted the way I thought the voters in the 12th Senate or 34th Assembly District would have wanted me to vote. Overwhelming support for Second Amendment and for fewer gun regulations in northern Wisconsin, and that's the way I voted.
Still, over time, Holperin predicts there will be movement toward additional background checks. That can't happen fast enough for some people in the Sherman Park area of Milwaukee. Marcella DePeters tried to quiet her dog from barking as they were out for a late afternoon stroll last Thursday. Just 4 hours prior and a block away, Milwaukee police say a 19-year-old woman was injured by gunfire while sitting in a vehicle. DePeters says in recent years she's heard more gunfire in the neighborhood. She'd like Congress to okay more gun controls, like universal background checks.
I don't see any reason why politicians would oppose more background checks in a waiting period other than they're in the pocket of the NRA. I mean, that's the only explanation. It's just ridiculous.
The NRA, or National Rifle Association, has been trying to defeat Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, fearing she would take executive action on some gun restrictions, since many Democrats running for Congress aren't pushing the issue. An exception being Caree Pennybaker in his likely uphill battle against Jim Sensenbrenner in suburban Milwaukee. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.
An incumbent member of Congress who's promoting additional gun laws campaigned in southeast Wisconsin today for Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. South Carolina Representative James Clyburn talked to WPR's Chuck Kornbach. Chuck joins us now with more on that. Chuck, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Well, you spoke with Representative Clyburn. What did he have to say on issues related to gun control?
Well, the main thing he wants to do is tighten a loophole in the federal waiting period requirement. Clyburn said this morning that he is not opposed to the right to bear arms, but that all parts of the Bill of Rights have limits.
The Second Amendment, to me, is sacred, but it doesn't mean that it's unfettered. And I really believe it's important for us to take common sense steps to keep guns out of the hands of demented people and the criminal element.
Oh, as you mentioned in your feature there, Chuck, a lot of Democrats are not leading with the issue of gun control. Representative Clyburn not shying away from it.
Right. Now, I want to make it clear that Clyburn did not talk about guns in remarks to a Get Out the Vote event in Milwaukee this morning. We sat down afterwards and spoke about gun control. His district includes part of the Charleston, South Carolina area, where 9 people were murdered in an African-American church last year. A jury selection was supposed to resume today in the case against the suspect, Dylan Roof. But apparently the judge in the case postponed the selection process this morning. But obviously the shootings are fresh in Clyburn's mind, and he believes many of his constituents want the tighter controls. He says he's got Hillary Clinton's backing on the issue.
And Clyburn's district also home this week to an issue linked to gun violence, the shooting of police officers and by officers of local residents. Can you talk about that?
Right. There's an ongoing case involving a white officer who shot, charged with murder of an African-American man, Walter Scott, as Scott fled a traffic stop in North Charleston in April of 2015. Clyburn backs a plan for more community-oriented policing to build better relationships between police and the community. Also says Hillary Clinton backs that and backs getting rid of mandatory minimum sentences and getting rid of for-profit prisons, which Clyburn says adds to a harsher climate in on the streets, so to speak. Now, Clyburn's comments today come on top of yesterday. Tim Kaine, vice presidential candidate, of course, talking at a Baptist church in Milwaukee. There he praised Maria Hamilton, mother of Dontre Hamilton. Dontre Hamilton shot by a white officer in Milwaukee in 2014. Kaine praised Maria Hamilton for her work with a group of mothers of children lost to gun violence, including officer-involved shootings. So quite a contrast, quite an outreach there, I should say, to some folks affected by gun violence.
And how about at the state legislative level? Are you seeing candidates? I think you had mentioned something earlier about Republican candidates and police shooting-related issues and support for police officers. What are you seeing on that?
Well, right. On Saturday, I attended a rally, Republican rally in Mukwonago. There were several comments made by Republican candidates on behalf of the Second Amendment, including Representative Sensenbrenner was there talking briefly about the Second Amendment, but also speaking in the sort of warm-up act, if you will, State Representative Samantha Kirkman of Kenosha County. She listed the number of police officers who've been killed in the line of duty in the last few weeks. She's also been a big backer of the We Back the Badge signs you may have seen on some in some yards this fall. It seemed to me more often you'd see those signs next to ones promoting Republican candidates than you would to Democrats. So it's an issue. We'll see how it plays tomorrow.
Bigger picture, Chuck, you've covered an election or two in the past. Have gun issues been more front and center in local and state elections in the past than we're seeing in 2016?
Well, I think there have been times, President Clinton's candidacy, Bill Clinton's candidacy, the Bush candidacies promoting Second Amendment. But this, of course, this year comes as after the spate of horrific shootings, South Carolina, the south side of Milwaukee, Oak Creek, other places in the last 5 years where there's just this large number of mass killings, sometimes blamed by conservatives on foreign terrorists, but often the case is where it's U.S.-born residents taking action against others in what some have called hate crimes.
Chuck, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was WPR reporter Chuck Quirnbach. He is based in Milwaukee.